Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Mathers Media Hub Radio. Today we have Shoot the Moon, and well, we're supposed to have Lance on the show today, but that's okay. You know, he's doing something important, but instead we have Woody, and Woody is going to talk about Shoot the Moon and everything about it. Shoot the Moon has been climbing to the top of the indie rock scene with the release of their latest EP, LP, the first. Shoot the Moon has received hours of airtime on some of the biggest internet radio stations, which has garnered the band fans from around the world. So let's bring on Woody and let's talk about Shoot the Moon. I want to hear about them. Hello, Woody. How are you?
Awesome. Thanks for having us on. We're all for having me on, I guess. But,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so we want to talk about Shoot the Moon. And first of all, where is the group from? I mean, from different places, and how many members are in the group?
No, we're about an hour and a half north of Toronto, Ontario,
uh-huh.
Canada. And,
okay.
Yeah, we started out as a three piece. It was myself, Lance Tryon, and Phil Smith on drums. Lance plays bass. And we actually we metamorphosized from a blues band that we all played in. I was the auxiliary guitar player, and the main guy was a guy that we referred to Johnny Flamingo, and we were Johnny Flamingo in the Living Room Experience. And we did that as a blues band for quite some time. And then, you know, time goes by,
yeah.
And I was jonesing to do some more rocking stuff instead of the blues-based stuff. And, and Lance and Phil kind of came with me, and that's kind of how we started out. Yeah.
Wow. Now, I didn't get who was Johnny Flamingo. Who's that?
Johnny Flamingo and the Living Room Experience. Good friend of ours that I actually played bass in the band with Johnny Flamingo and the Living Room Experience.
Oh,
that's the first time I played with Phil, who was the drummer. So, it kind of goes back a ways that we kind of, John kind of, you know, we kind of, thing, but
so all of you all are from Toronto as friends. I guess you all met through friendship early in life or as adults.
Yeah, no, it was high school.
Okay.
We kind of knew each other.
Nice.
At that point in time, but we were all kind of music snobs. Like Phil was into his Rush, and Lance was into his blues, and I was into my Van Halen, and we were all music snobs who didn't really play with each other, but we knew of each other, right? So it just kind of evolved from the high school. Yeah.
Well, isn't that nice? So grew up as high school friends, and all three of you were into music, which is just fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And so
then
you got on the road and you started doing your thing. So how was it the first time you guys were out when you got your first big gig? How did that feel? And anything unusual happened?
Well, the first time that we were out, it was the three of us. Now we're a four piece.
Okay.
But for when we first went out and toured and did gigs, it was just three of us. So it was myself as a singer and the guitar player. I was trying to fill up all this space with effects and stuff like that. And I remember this great sound man this one time, terrific sound man, all you guys out, bands and everything out, musicians out there, if you play a live gig, please be kind to your sound man, because your sound man will be kind to you back.
Oh, nice. Okay.
That's important. If you're nice to your sound man, slip him the odd beer. Slip him $20 bill, whatever. Be nice to your sound man, because a sound man can make you sound so good. So, and that first, the first realization that, hell, we sound pretty good playing live was because of the sound man, right? Because if you have a shitty sound man, you're going to sound shitty.
Yeah, that's
right?
True.
So it's just a little bit of advice to all those up-and-coming bands out there. Don't be a prick when you get to the gig. Be kind to the sound man, because he can make you or break you. Yeah.
But that's an important point that you make. As many musicians that I've had on the show, I've never heard anyone say anything about the sound man. But now that I think of it, you're right. I mean, it's like if you're a movie star,
that dude can
be good to
you.
The paparazzi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So the sound man was good to you guys, and you realize how good you sound, and you want to go on and take it further, and so that's what you did.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're doing, what are you doing, internet? Are you strictly internet, or where are you, music?
Yeah, we're, as you know, it's kind of a weird mm-hmm. situation with rock bands right now. Like, it's hard to go out and play live because if you're not a big-name band or you can't get on a big-name tour, you're going out and playing small bars. Well, this day and age, there's not a lot of rock fans going out to small bars unless it's somewhat of a big-name band. And these big-name bands from, 15 years ago, these rock bands are playing the small bars. So there's not a lot of room for the up-and-coming rock bands that don't have, three or four albums out and stuff like that to get the opportunity.
Right.
So I see a lot of bands, going, like, let's go pound the internet, put videos out, release the songs, sell merch, stuff like that.
Right.
I really think that's
the
way that rock is going. Yeah.
That's where you get your big audience from these days is from social media, on the internet, because that seems to be where everybody is, actually.
You're right.
More so than in the bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's why I'm talking to you right now.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's right. So,
which is awesome. And I really appreciate you having us on and promoting the band.
Oh,
this is great.
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding? I think it's just fantastic. You know what? I think playing in a band, especially a rock band, there's got to be some sort of special – you've got to be some sort of special person in order to do that in the first place. You've got to be able to be susceptible to making mistakes on stage, the sound checks, to somebody playing the wrong tune, and it's all live.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And that's kind of, and you're right. Like, that's the fun part. That's the whole challenge. And those things do happen, but the night you're playing and those things don't happen, and when everything clicks and everything just sounds fantastic, there's nothing better. Well, maybe an orgasm in your pants, but there's nothing better.
Maybe. You're right about that.
Maybe. I'm just saying maybe.
Yeah,
but probably
you're just
not. That's right.
But you know something that makes it even more so when you are playing to the World Wide Web, you know, on the internet, because you really have to have your stuff together in order to, you know, get the following that you're looking for, you need or you want. So you've got to be pretty good, especially a rock band.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well. Yeah. Well said. And now there's it's so wide open that every single musician or even people who think that they're musicians but aren't have their YouTube channels, and it's so wide open that
it is.
It's really crazy now. Where back in the day you were force fed every musician from, or every band from the record label, right? Before the internet was going on, you were force fed the record company's artist. Now you can go online, you can go on YouTube, and it's like, you can find whatever you want, whatever
your taste is.
You're not force fed it now.
That's right. Someone told me that you can find
And that's why the record companies are whining and complaining, because
That's right.
Because they used to have the stranglehold on the market
anymore.
Now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But speaking of finding anything you want, someone once told me you can find a gorilla in New York City. It's just funny, I think. But you're right. You can find anything you want on the internet. You know, which is just fantastic. And the record companies must feel very intimidated by that. And even the artists today who are selling million-dollar recordings, they are feeling a little intimidated by this as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I agree,
because there's
some
YouTube sensation that can come along and knock them right off the shelf. Because it's all about the people and what they want, and they're all on the internet.
Right, yeah. And there's like with the Reverb Nation and with the SoundCloud and Tell 'em Steve Dave Riri Theater and stuff like that. Like, it's crazy. Like the amount
it is
of
crazy.
Music that's out there now for people to just absorb and figure out for themselves and not let the record companies tell them this is what you're listening to, because this is what we're paying the stations, the AM, FM stations, to play. Now it's
there
like everybody can just put it out and you decide what you like.
Can you imagine how much music we have missed because of the record companies cutting people out, saying they're not good enough, we don't want it. It's crazy.
Wow, yeah. I'm looking at the hair on my arms right now, and it's standing up. That is such a good point.
It is, yeah, because it's all gone. It's like these probably great musicians weren't even given a chance at all because, some record company executives who said, no, that's not going to work. And you hear the horror stories of musicians, you know, who have stuck with it. And finally, a record company went, we'll do it. And they became sensations. But what if everybody said no? So thank God for the...
And I think...
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's
what What's that?
No, go
right
ahead.
No, and I think it's becoming like the scenario that you just went through, it's becoming worse and worse now.
Yeah.
Because the record companies are just looking for glam, slam, thank you, ma'am. One-offs or two-offs or three-offs. I'm totally sick of looking at Katy Perry. And I'm
Taylor
Canadian,
Swift.
And I apologize for Justin Bieber. I do apologize, being a Canadian, wholehearted Canadian. I apologize for Justin Bieber.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm sorry, the rest of the
world.
I
agree with you.
He's not really Canadian, punk shit. Sorry, I just had to get off that. Sorry.
I agree with you. I do. But listen, but are we to blame Justin Bieber? Because he, you know, if you're an idiot, what are you going to do if people are saying that, you know, oh, you're great, you're wonderful, you're this and that and the other. What are you going to do? This is the record companies pumping him up like a balloon.
That, yeah, and that's a great point, going right back to the record company, right? Yep.
Yeah.
What comes around goes around. Yeah,
I mean, what
they're
doing with even, like, Taylor Swift, I could put my finger down my throat and just go, ew, because I am so sick of all this publicity about Taylor Swift. What about, I'm sure there are other artists out there that we can be listening to, you know?
That's right,
But
there's a podcast that I listen to a lot. It's called Matt and Corey Talk Too Much, and they were talking about that exact same thing. Like, what the hell is with Taylor Swift? Now, I don't know if it's on the podcast or on Twitter, but it was like, what's with Taylor Swift? Like, come on.
I don't know either.
Whole
thing with Apple, and she got, you know, she waved a finger and got everybody paid, and it's just absolutely crazy.
It's all these artists who have money back in them. It's just money, money, money. It's still a business.
That's what it is.
It's crazy,
but you know
for
what?
Up and coming rock bands. It's like, what are we gonna do?
we'll go play the
local pubs. We'll try to sell our CDs online and have a good time
all
the time.
I think you'll be better at trying to get your CDs out online, because, as I keep saying, that's where the people are. They are not in the pubs, and they, you know, they're on their handheld devices and on their laptops.
Mm.
So that's what's going on. That's
what's happening
today.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to a commercial, and we'll continue talking when we get back, Woody. Hold on.
Cool. Thanks.
Here is a well-documented fact. Humans spend approximately 33% of life in bed. That's a good reason to consider bringing your bed into the 21st century with Function All Linens. They'll change your bedtime forever. Designed for every kind of bedtime you can imagine, these fun and functional bed sheets have his and her side pockets that hold pretty much everything but the kitchen sink. The pockets allow you to have your cell phone, iPad, remotes, and anything else you need within your fingertips' reach at all times. No more cluttered nightstands. No more fumbling around in the dark. Simply reach for your pocket. Experience the affordable comfort and pure luxury that only Function All Linens can offer. For more information or to order, visit functionall-linens.com or beddazzle.com.
All right, welcome back to Mathis Media Hub Radio. We're talking to Sean Woody Woodhouse, lead guitar and vocals for Shoot the Moon. And so, Woody, what about your debut CD? The first is, I believe it's called The First, right? It's now available?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, tell us about that, The First.
I could talk for quite some time about this, but yeah, we put out a 5-song EP, and these were songs that I kind of had I had kicking around for a while before the three-piece band of Shoot the Moon came together with Lance and Phil. So it was kind of like, okay, guys, let's do this. Like, let's screw the cover band stuff, going out and playing other people's songs. I have these songs. Lance and Phil love the songs. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, let's record them. And the 5-song EP I recorded in my basement. On an old digital 8-track. And I did what I could do with it, right?
Yeah.
It
yeah.
took a while, so... Yeah, so we we put it out there, and
yeah,
it's been really with, and like you said, like locally around here, we didn't get that great a reception from it because of where we are. Like, we're a small town in Ontario. There's a lot of folk. The town that I live in hosts the Mariposa Folk Festival. So it's like a folky country type of town, right? There's not too much rock. There's not too much metal. There's not too much thrash going on around here.
Yeah.
So the best reception we had was online.
That's right.
And people dug it, right? So we were talking before the commercial break there, how the online way, what you were saying there, the online way is pretty much the way to go now.
It sure is. And, you know, I was going to say before that not only music, but film as well. You have independent film now that is rising all over the place where they're putting, look at Netflix. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Online streaming. Yeah. Are they doing it or what? They said that they'll probably put cable out of business. So everything is going to is geared toward what people want, you know.
Right. Yes.
In today's society, So that is pretty cool. All right. So if anyone wants, and let me mention that we didn't have music, but I tell you what, Woody, when Lance is available, let's have you and Lance come back and talk at the same time, and let's play some music.
Awesome. Good. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we can get down.
I can't believe Lance fucked up like that. Sorry.
That's okay. Well, you know what? He was probably
Just blame it on Lance. Just blame it on Lance. Yes.
Blank happens.
Oh,
so what
there.
Are you going to do? That's fine. You know, we enjoyed so much talking to you today. So, hey, sometimes
That's
things
awesome.
Happen for a reason. So there you go. All right. So, tell us where people can go to listen to your music.
Okay, yeah. Our website is just Shoot the Moon Band. Don't forget the band at the end. ShootTheMoonBand.com, and that'll go to our website. And there's actually a link to Reverb Nation there. We got all our songs on Reverb Nation. We have the latest video that we have out for a song called It's All Right, which is going to be on our next record, which is what we're in the process of doing now, just recording and recording and recording. But Phil did a cool little video. Phil, the drummer, did a cool little video, just like a homemade thing. It turned out great. So that's
really?
On our Reverb Nation site. So it's ShootTheMoonBand.com. Hit the link for Reverb Nation, or just go to Reverb Nation and type in Shoot the Moon, and you can get all our songs and our videos. We actually have a couple podcasts up there, too, because a bunch of us like to talk, as probably noticed.
Sounds great. You know what? It sounds really, really fantastic. You guys are way to go, and all the best to you. Not that you need it, because you sound just awesome. So there you go. Thank you so much, Woody, for coming on today and talking. Oh, and listen, I almost forgot to ask you, for those who are listening right now, want to get into the music business, what would you say to them?
Oh, well, I guess it depends on the style of music they want to get into, right? Because it's a whole mishmash of things. If you want to get into hip-hop, there's a channel there. If you want to get into rock, there's a channel there. If you want to get into thrash, there's a channel there. It's not what you know sometimes. It's who you know, unfortunately.
That's right.
And if you don't know the right person and you don't have the right amount of money to back you up in your project, then it's on you, baby. You do what you can do.
And
and find
the right channels. That's right. And another important thing, be good to your sound man. Don't forget that. That's what he said. So that sounds very true.
Awesome point. Oh. Yes, yes.
Okay, Woody, take care. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Tell Lance I said hello. I look forward to him coming back on. I look forward to you coming back on. And I look forward to the music. So there you go. Take care.
Awesome. I will send you our music right through.
Great.
I appreciate
Sounds good.
I appreciate it so much, Joanne. Have a great night. Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Good night.
And for those who want to listen to the recording of this show, it's on iTunes. Go to Mathis Media Hub on the podcast, and Woody is there. We're talking. It'll be recorded. So there you go. Or you can come back to Mathis Media Hub Radio and click on this link. So take care. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
Thank you for listening.
That takes you.
This has been a Mathis Media Hub production.